You're listening to Sheffield's Great Good Podcast.
Hello, welcome to your Rate Good Sheffield podcast for Tuesday, the 14th of July, 2026. Here's your quick update on the biggest stories and events across Sheffield today. We begin with an urgent missing person appeal. Police say they are becoming increasingly concerned for 13-year-old Ellie, who was last seen in the Beighton area at around 2:30 on Monday afternoon. Ellie is believed to be wearing a cream Minecraft hoodie, black jogging bottoms and white Crocs. Anyone who has seen Ellie or knows where she may be should contact South Yorkshire Police by calling 101. Please quote reference number 512 of the 13th of July. MPs are due to complete the House of Commons stages of the Hillsborough Law today. The proposed legislation would introduce a legal duty of candour requiring public officials and authorities to act honestly and transparently during investigations and public inquiries. It would also improve support and legal representation for bereaved families. The law follows two decades of campaigning by families affected by the Hillsborough disaster, in which 97 Liverpool supporters were unlawfully killed. Sheffield Council has unveiled proposals for a £68 million transformation of Concord Sports Centre. The plans include a new 25-metre swimming pool, a separate teaching pool, a 10-court sports hall, an expanded gym and a new health and wellbeing facilities. Construction could begin in the summer of 2027, subject to planning permission. A woman has denied charges in relation to the fatal shooting of Sheffield mother Shanice Brooks. Darian Dice pleaded not guilty to assisting an offender, possessing ammunition and drug offences yesterday. Jamal Roan, who is charged with murder, did not attend the hearing. Both remain in custody, with a trial currently listed for the 18th of January 2027. Police are also appealing for information after a Range Rover was deliberately set alight. An attempt was made to set fire to a house nearby in Burngreave. The incident happened on Cookswood Road at around 1:46 on a Sunday morning. Nobody was injured, but officers want to hear from anyone with security camera, doorbell camera or dash cam footage. And funding for the next stage of Sheffield's Upper Don Valley Flood Defence Scheme has increased from £2.4 million to £6.6 million. The money will support detailed designs for measures along the River Don, River Loxley, between Kelham Island and Mailing Bridge. More than 90 independent traders have now returned to Sheffield's Moor Market following an extensive pest control work and deep cleaning. The council says the market reopened after two consecutive days without any further pest activity. Enhanced monitoring will remain in place and traders will be helping people across Sheffield support them following almost 3 weeks of disruption. And Sheffield Council has confirmed it will not take over King Edward's Swimming Pool. The charitable trust which operated the facility has closed permanently after deciding it could no longer run safely and sustainably. Schools, swimming clubs and lesson customers will now need to find alternative facilities. And it's happening at last. The rollout of Sheffield's larger blue recycling bins has now commenced across the city. Houses across Sheffield will receive the 240-litre bins by December, which are for paper, cardboard and collection days will remain unchanged. Flats are not included during this stage of the rollout. And councillors will meet on Thursday to consider releasing around £1.3 million for the next stage of the proposed £45 million redevelopment of the Crucible Theatre. The plans could increase capacity from 964 to around 1,500 for some events, with improving accessibility, hospitality and visitor facilities. And finally, what's taking place across Sheffield today, the NCT Sheffield Baby Cafe begins at around 10 o'clock this morning at the Common Ground Community Centre in Netheredge. There's treasure hunt experiences taking place from Tudor Square and South Street. Get those details on Eventbrite. Gleedless and Healy residents can attend a home retrofitting information event at Healy Parish Church from 6 o'clock this evening. An anomaly live drawing from 7 at the Floristry School. Nazim Hazari is appearing live at the Arouge Banqueting Suite from 7:30. Loads taking place, and of course, Pedlar Warehouse hosting its World Cup fan zone, whilst Hennigan and TP Green are going to be performing at the Harlequin as part of the Pair of Legs Records Folk Music Night. More details on our socials at Sheffield Radio Essentials. Don't forget as well, you can listen to Rate Good Tunes all day long, every day. And I'll catch you tomorrow, love. Have a great Tuesday.